And now this is a dictation for Suzan, S-U-Z-A-N, Wenzlick, W-E-N-Z-L-I-C-K, January 24, 57, address as a letter, Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 466-5956. Dear Dr. Ernest, a post-hospital follow-up for Suzan. She has progressive renal failure. Recent high level of monoclonal protein. It started empirically on treatment, but no final diagnosis has been made. Bone marrow biopsy done a few days ago, results are pending. Bone X-ray survey as well as PET scan negative for bone involvement. Patient being followed with Dr. Akkad, AKKAD. She has prior stroke with right-sided hemiparesia as well as expressive aphasia. Comes accompanied with sister. Tolerating diet, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no cloudiness of the urine or blood. Has not required any oxygen, no respiratory distress, no chest pain palpitation. Recent fall trip, but no loss of consciousness. Nothing to suggest trauma to the head or broken bone or dislocation. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph. In the hospital, X-ray shows elevation of the left hemidiaphragm. No kidney stones or obstruction. Next paragraph, I review medications. However, it's not clear if she's following all the instructions. She did not bring the actual medicine. Next paragraph, on physical exam, right-sided hemiplegia, expressive aphasia, no respiratory distress, weight 134, blood pressure 155/79, lungs are clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap, no neck masses or lymph nodes, no abdominal distension or ascites or tenderness. I don't see major edema. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, October the 4th, anemia of 9th, and normal white blood cell platelets, creatinine 3.4, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, minor increase ALT, other liver function tests not elevated, present GFR 14, stage 5. Low levels of immunoglobulin G, A, and M. No monoclonal protein on the immunofixation. Beta 2 microglobulin, however, elevated at 9.6, and a high level of lambda, L-A-M-B-D-A, at 27. Causing a suppression of the ratio to 0.07. The CT scan, PET scan, PET, shows abnormalities on the area of the prior left frontal lobe infarct, right shoulder degenerative joint, and a new finding of a solid nodule, probably malignancy on the right kidney upper area. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 5, progressive, associated to monoclonal protein, workup in progress for potential multiple myeloma. So far, negative bone X-ray survey and negative CT scan, PET scan for bone compromise. Weekly blood test. Dialysis when she develops symptoms. Come back within the next 3-4 weeks. Next number, incidental finding of a nodule on the right kidney, probably malignancy. Next number, prior stroke with expressive aphasia and right-sided hemiplegia. Next number, no obstruction or urinary retention based on imaging. Next number, hypertension, continued restricted sodium, remains on Norvasc, beta blockers. We will add diuretics, needs to be checked blood pressure at home. If the bone marrow did not show suspected multiple myeloma, a renal biopsy will be indicated, or you should discuss at length with the patient and the sister, end of dictation.